Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's All-Ireland final weekend, yes, in January. Senior club football and hurling finals. Tickets still available, and when you go on Sunday, you'll be surrounded and greeted on the streets and houses around Croke Park by yellow and blue flags and bunting, the colours of the big stadium's local club, Na Fianna. A short and proud walk for our members on Sunday lunchtime. Can't wait, Pádraig.
Yeah, I thought you'd have the Na Fianna colours in the studio this morning.
Yeah, we should have brought them Southside and decked the studio out with them here too. But of course, Coola are the Southside club aiming for the Dublin double at the weekend. So we'll leave this side of the city to them.
Yeah, myself and Karen are feeling a bit left out here. But maybe Stars of Erin someday will bring us to Croke Park.
It may happen.
We do have the most scenic pitch in Dublin though, so we can console ourselves with that. But Croke Park, very much the focus for Gaelic Games followers on Sunday. Senior club champions will be crowned in football and hurling. Sunday Sport will have live coverage of both games, and looking ahead to the action, here's Damien Lawler.
There are over 2,200 GAA clubs in Ireland alone, each one brimming with inner pride and identity. This weekend, four of them get to sample the biggest day of the calendar year. GAA clubs pump life and soul into communities. There are times when the club is the place to go for an arm around the shoulder, a cup of tea, to raise a few bob or develop the next generation. The volunteers of Na Fianna, Sarsfields, Coola and Errigal Kieron have provided all of the above over the years. Now they get a chance to watch their heroes play in the AIB All-Ireland Senior Finals this Sunday. All four clubs travel to Croke Park looking for a first ever All-Ireland Senior Crown, each one trying to conquer a frontier that promises local reverence for the rest of their lives. First up at 1:30 p.m. is the hurlers of Sarsfields and Na Fianna, the first hurling decider between Cork and Dublin clubs. In the past year and a half, Sars have overcome great devastation with flooding destroying their clubhouse and facilities. They've also lost the great Teddy McCarthy. Somehow, they've found the strength to rebound and reach this stage. Opponents Na Fianna are on their own journey. Back in the 1980s, hurling fell away at the club until men like Tom Ryan put their shoulders to the wheel and harnessed the talent we see today. Na Fianna have experienced heartbreaking county final and Leinster final losses, but like Sars, they're resilient and they're ready to go too. The AIB Football All-Ireland Final sees Errigal Kieron from Tyrone take on Coola from Dublin at 3:40 p.m. Aside from one game, the Tyrone champions have had to dog this out every step of the way. Now they face Coola, aiming to become just the second club to win senior All-Ireland titles in both football and hurling, alongside St Finbarr's from Cork. There's so much on the line for so many in the community. After all, when you win with your club, the truth is that every success has a thousand parents.
Ain't that the truth?
Really looking for you. You're there too. Are you commentating on the hurling?
Yes.
I'll have you in my ear. For those who are going in the football, you're going to probably see two of the finest forwards in the country as well. It really is worth the trip to Croke Park this Sunday.
For sure. And we don't know when we'll see Des Cahill back if Coola managed to do the business. Could be a while.
You mightn't see me back for a while.
Yes. We could be a bit short-staffed next week. In the Premier League, Ahmed Diallo struck a 12-minute hat-trick as Manchester United came from behind to snatch a 3-1 win over Southampton at Old Trafford. The Ivory Coast international levelled in the 82nd minute. He scored again in the dying seconds of normal time and brought up his hat-trick in stoppage time. Brighton picked up their first league win since November, defeating Ipswich 2-0 at Portman Road. Mark Allen has won through to the Masters snooker semi-finals with a 6-2 win over Mark Selby. He'll now face Sean Murphy, who defeated Neil Robertson by 6-2. Two provinces are in European rugby action tonight. Ulster host Exeter in Belfast and Connacht are away to Cardiff. Leinster and Munster have important games tomorrow. A preview now from our commentator Michael Corcoran.
Despite not having won a game yet, Ulster will feel they have an outside chance of making the Investec Champions Cup round of 16. But first they have to play their part with a big bonus point win over Exeter later on tonight in Ravenhill. Richie Murphy's side have a hefty points difference to trim down, and given the side they have selected, that too is also realistic. After that, it's out of their own hands. They will then rely on Bordeaux beating Sharks by a decent margin on Sunday afternoon. Connacht have their journey through the knockout stages of the Challenge Cup in their own control. 3 wins out of 3 for Pete Wilkins' side, but to take on Cardiff in tonight's game, it's a pretty tricky tie for them at the Arms Park. Munster are currently second in Pool 3. A point away to Northampton tomorrow afternoon will secure last 16 qualification. A win would see them get a home tie. There's a lot at stake for Munster. They can take the uncertainty out of their journey by winning and then sitting back and enjoying the rest of the weekend. Leinster have already qualified with last weekend's win in La Rochelle, but they'll have to beat Bath and match Toulon's result against Sale to lock in a top two seeding. Over 40,000 tickets have been sold for the Aviva Stadium. Expect the performance on the pitch to match that of the ticket sales office and Leo Cullen's side to secure home advantage to the semi-finals as long as they keep on winning.
And Michael will bring us commentary from the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. Kick-off is at 5:30 and Saturday Sport will be extended until 8 o'clock for full live coverage. Rory McIlroy will tee off his second round from 2 under par at the Dubai Desert Classic out on course. Tom McKibben has picked up an early shot to move to 3 under. That's 8 shots behind the leader, Daniel Hillier of New Zealand. Padraig Harrington remains 2 under. The women's top seed, Anya Sabalenka, continued her bid for a third successive Australian Open title with a straight sets victory over Denmark's Clara Tauson. Naomi Osaka retired injured during her third round match. Thurles Stage is its biggest racing fixture of the year on Sunday, with declarations due this morning for the Horse and Jockey Hotel Chase. The late course manager Piers Maloney always maintained that the reason Thurles could race even in the coldest of weather was because they used to strengthen the soil by spreading shavings from the local sugar factory. And earlier we looked ahead to the National Cup Finals in basketball. The top two teams in the Super League, Colestor and UCC Demons, meet in the men's final tomorrow, with Sunday's women's final featuring Colestor and Liffey Celtics.